Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined now by head coach of the Central College women's basketball team, Justin Whelan, following a 3-1 start to the year. Coach, let's just start it off talking about it. Usually we're doing a full preview of the upcoming season, but a couple games in here. Just overall, your thoughts on the version of the team you have right now, because we know it's not quite at full strength with athletes playing other sports and maybe just some injuries that have been collected here early in the year.
Yeah, no, we obviously love the start to the season. It's been a tough start just as far as having three road games right off the bat in a matter of 4 days. Luckily got to be at home for the fourth game in 5 days, but no, we're really excited, obviously, with the start. Really, really love this team. We're having a lot of fun. We've been having a lot of fun, especially, practice. That's at practice, off the floor. This is a really great group of young women that we've got this year. They are really hungry. We've just got a lot of new roles, a lot of new faces and new players just to really fold into, our system. We obviously faced quite some adversity with other players, a couple players being out for injuries and other sports and things like that. So it's going to take us a little bit of time to find that trust and that continuity. But if any team can do it, it's going to be this one. Feel like we've built really, really, really good connections with one another as teammates. That was one of the big things that we really strive to do this preseason. I think they're going to continue to grow together, be extremely competitive this year, have that resiliency. And I think by December, end of December, early January, we start to get a little bit more polished. We could be an extremely tough team, tough and competitive team, especially heading into conference this year.
Absolutely agree with everything you're saying there. And one thing that you mentioned in that I wanted to touch on more was just that hunger. And I think it showed her early in the season. And, regardless of who's on the other side of the court, that's not always something you can control in terms of, their talent level and things like that. But a 3-0 start for the first time in nearly a decade for this Central women's basketball program, too. I think that just speaks to, what is being built here within this program here now that you've been here a couple years as well.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of things that we can be happy about, just as far as that hunger, that competitive edge. Our offense hasn't been the greatest, which isn't surprising, just as because we do have so many new players in so many new roles. We've kind of had some players come through the ranks and take their time and get better year after year. And now their role is bigger. Now their role has grown, whether they're, a senior, a junior, a sophomore, a freshman, realistically out of the players that have been getting, a big chunk of the minutes early on this season. Only a few of them have had those, had those big experiences in game playing together. A lot of them essentially flip flopping and being the sub for one another. So we knew it was going to take a lot of time on the offensive end to build it up and find that trust and that continuity with so many new players and new faces. But I think where the hunger and competitive edge comes from is what we're seeing on the defensive end. We hold. I think we held Crown to 52 points. We hold Northwestern to 56 points, I believe. We hold Grinnell to 56, and now we give up 61 in a loss. Like, we're essentially giving up about 57 points a game. That's gonna keep you in a lot of games. That's gonna win you a lot of games. We haven't even touched the surface on what we can do on the defensive end, but to see us being able to kind of, you know, lock up well early this season before we really get into all the ins and outs on the defensive end. That's exciting because the offense will come. That's just going to take time. That's going to take reps. That's going to take trust and continuity just playing together. So I think that hunger and that competitive edge is what is going to drive both ends of that. You know, we see it every single day in practice, and it's kind of been the base for you know, what we have been trying to do with this program. It's we want to climb out of the basement. We think we should be there in the top, you know, three, top four every single year competing for conference championships. But we just can't have the instant gratification mindset of like it's just gonna happen overnight. We've been trying to build this thing for a while now, and we're slowly but surely getting there.
Absolutely, we are. And again, we're talking to Justin Whelan, head coach of the Central College women's basketball team, here on today's Lately Radio Sports page. And it's probably really early, especially with some of the injuries and things like that, to talk about specific players that jump out. But as you go into, you know, the teeth of the schedule, getting ready for, you know, that push between now and kind of that winter break, and then coming out of the break and getting into the teeth of conference play there, one thing that stands out to me about this team is, you know, maybe on the offensive end, while things are still trying to click, a lot of girls that complement each other on the defensive end. How big is the improvements here in the defensive end of the season early going to be beneficial come January, February, and you get into the American Rivers Conference and you're facing teams that can put up points 1 through 5, like a Wartburg or a Co or teams like that?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's just what we talk about on a daily basis, honestly, with this team is, you know, I think we have a lot of firepower on the offense. I think we are very balanced on the offensive end, as far as we've got quite a few players that can create their own shots for themselves and for others. We've got some pretty good knockdown shooters. We've got a couple of post players that can play down low in the post, can put the ball on the floor, can shoot the three. So I think we've got everything on the offensive end. But we talk about is seriously on a daily basis, just there's going to be games where, you know, we're on fire and can't miss, and awesome, we can still play really good defense, but we don't essentially have to really lean on the defense that night. We can kind of lean on the offense. We always still want to be good. There's also going to be nights where, you know, maybe we're on some quarters, we're off some quarters. We got to lean on the defense a little bit more. And then there's just going to be some of those nights for whatever reason, like a tonight where, you know, you're on a fourth game in 5 days, or now we're starting to get into late January, early February, late February. And we all know it's a grind of a season, and it starts to wear on you. There's going to be nights where that ball just doesn't go in the rim. You can get great looks all night long. There's just a lid on it, but we can always, 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 always hang our hats on the defensive end. That will always keep us in games. And so we talk about it all the time. Our defense has always got to fuel our offense, but our defense cannot be impacted by what is or is not happening on the offensive end. And there's been a couple of times already this season where we have seen that happen, and we've given some other teams some runs and some life, and then we've kind of been able to snap out of it and put the clamps down. And so I think that is, it's huge. No matter what, if you can always lean on your defense to keep you in games, or essentially help you manufacture some easier looks in transition, or manufacture some points on the offensive end, that's a huge advantage. And I think the best teams across our league, every single year, across any league, Division 1, Division 2, Division 3, I think if you look at it, the best teams that go the furthest are the ones that can always be super disciplined and play great, good to great team defense.
Coach Wheeland, appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to many more great conversations about Central Women's basketball throughout the season. And looking forward to getting that first game on the air here in a couple weeks. But appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a good year. Go Dutch.
Absolutely. Going to be a great year for Coach Justin Wheeland and the Central College women's basketball team, who was featured here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page following a 3-1 start to the season for Central.